It ain't always pretty, but they count.
Well, there's a winning feeling in Jacksonville for the first time in a long time. The Jaguars, for the first time since 2013, have won back-to-back games, and 3 of 4. Hi, everybody. Brian Sexton with your rapid recap. The Jaguars beat the Titans 19-13 on Thursday Night Football, and on a night when the offense struggled to get anything going, settling for field goals on 3 straight red zone tries, finally, special teams and defense got it done, setting up the offense for a game-winning opportunity.
It really is a testament to these guys and their will. We talk about each and every week, but now we're talking about that we got one in the win column, and that's even better.
It's always excitement when you win a ball game. I think, you know, going through that last drive, the defense gets an opportunity, they go out there. We got all the faith in the world in them, and they made a big play to end it. And as an offense, you always want to end the game. You want to run the clock out, and you want to take a knee at the end of it. But we have, unbelievable faith on our defense, and they played unbelievable all night.
We came out on the short end of the stick on some close games, early on. Games that we knew that we could win, games that we knew that we were a couple plays away. Now, even though it may not be pretty, at times we're making those plays when we need to.
I mentioned a winning feeling, and certainly there are smiles in the post-game locker room. The Jaguars feel like they've got momentum now, going into a 10-day break to rest and rehab over the weekend and then get back at it, looking towards the Chargers a week from Sunday.
Every step is a learning process. Each step, you add something on to, to your resume, and you keep building, You never want to, have a fixed outcome. Coach talks about fixed outcomes, and I really believe, in the truth of that.
We're just focused on the next opponent. We understand that it's not a sprint, it's a marathon, and we have a lot of games left. Take one of them at a time, play at a time, and hopefully we end with victory with our culture here.
A few game notes to share for you. First of all, from the Allen brothers, Allen Robinson had his third 100-yard game of the season. A couple of injuries to point out. Zane Beatles is in the concussion protocol, and Dan Scuda left the game with a groin that had aggravated him for the last 2 weeks. And finally, the Jaguars are in a tie with the Colts and Texans for first place in the division with 4 wins. Of course, the Colts and Texans both play this weekend. And of course, the weekend is off for the Jaguars. Final score from Jacksonville, 19-13. The Jags win it. With your rapid recap, I'm Brian Sexton.